the heart of Michigan, the greatest state in America, in the middle of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number three, Governor Whitmer has a message for all the Democrats descending on Michigan today, and that is fund the Great Lakes so they can be properly managed and protected going forward. Number two, prepping for those debates in Detroit, Kamala Harris, who is running to be vice president, I believe, is jumping all the way to the mob squad's Green New Deal bandwagon. Will that play in Peoria? Good question. And number one, who will the big winners and losers be tonight at the Fox Theater in Detroit? Part one today, of course, of the Dem debates kick off at 8 o'clock on CNN. Look for them to talk about Baltimore, racism, Flint, racism, energy, racism, and, of course, a long discussion of racism. We'll be at the top of the conversation. Just look where this is going to go. It's CNN. Don Lemon is allegedly a journalist. Of course, he's not. And he'll be there as one of the moderators. What a joke that is. It really is embarrassing. You know, you putting Rachel Maddow up as a moderator, embarrassment. Don Lemon as a moderator, embarrassment. That'd be like putting up Sean Hannity as a moderator. You know, some things you just don't do. You put up your news department. You don't put up your opinion people. And Don Lemon is an opinion person. So there you go. Well, we're going to see how this all plays out. Now, on the way there, Kamala Harris is going to have to figure out her answer to the question about open borders. Kamala Harris won't be on the stage until tomorrow. But she'll be standing right next to Joe Biden. And, of course, she might have the most to gain and he might have the most to lose here. Kamala Harris running in fourth position in most polling. Joe Biden running in first position in most polling. And the second and third place candidates, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, will be side by side tonight. So by the time Harris and Biden are together on the stage, she better get an answer for this one figured out. It's exhibit number four this morning about enforcing the southern border and whether or not it's criminal to come across without asking. Exhibit four, go.
Do you agree with AOC that we should get rid of DHS altogether?
That is not correct. I am not in favor of decriminalizing or not having consequence for it. We have to keep, let me just be very clear. We have to have a secure border. But I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct. That is correct. And what we've got to do is we cannot have any more policy like we have under this current president that is about inhumane conduct, that is about putting babies in cages. It is about separating children from their parents. And we have got to have policy that is about passing comprehensive immigration reform with a pathway towards citizenship, shutting down these private detention
facilities.
Clarify
this for me, though, because
yes,
I do find it confusing. Yes. I believe if someone crosses over the border it's illegally, it is illegal, and you would decriminalize it.
I would not make it a crime punishable by jail. It should be a civil enforcement issue, but not a criminal enforcement issue.
Okay.
So it should be like a parking ticket. Oh, you came here illegally. You dodged the border crossing and you ran in illegally and then you stayed for a few years. And, of course, you made your way to get some social services and you got some other stuff and the benefit of being here. But that's just like a parking ticket. Don't worry that you got money and benefited from breaking the law. Not really a criminal act anyway to come across. I mean, why would it be a criminal act to come across the border? Why would our sovereignty matter? Yeah, she's going to need to clean up that answer a lot. And there's no question that tonight a big focus is going to be on, you know, the comments of the past few days. First, they're going to go back to the mob squad. The squad. The mob squad is what they really are. Will the moderators talk about the president's alleged racist tweets against those four freshman women in Congress, including Rashida Tlaib of Michigan? I'm going to guess she'll be in the room tonight, right? I'm going to guess she'll be around. And then, of course, it'll be focused on Elijah Cummings and the president's tweet attacks on him on Saturday and in the ills of Baltimore, that the president says Elijah Cummings should be focused on the ills of Baltimore and the failures there, not on attacking the president and in investigating a Russia connection that has clearly never panned out, not in this investigation or any others. And, of course, that was deemed racist as well because you're not allowed to criticize a person of color, apparently, in politics in 2019. If you're a person of color, you are off limits. And remember, The other part of Elijah Cummings' comments is that nobody is above the law in America. Not the president, not anybody. Well, except for those that come across the border illegally, they're clearly above the law. They don't have to follow the laws. Confusing, I know. Lynn Patton used to work for the Trump family. She's now a regional director for the Housing and Urban Development Administration here, working for Ben Carson, in effect, right? She takes exception to all of these comments that the president is racist and that Baltimore's attacks were wrong and lying. Listen to Lynn Patton. It's exhibit number 8.
I want to say this expressly to Mary Young and Michael Steele and Al Sharpton, who today called out the president and said, let President Trump put his money where his mouth is. Well, boys and girls, I have a message for you. President Trump has given $16 billion in 2018 alone to Elijah Cummings' district in federal grants. We have given more money in homeless funds to Baltimore than the last administration. We have given more money in community development grants than the last administration to Baltimore. My question to you guys is this. What are you actually doing with the money so that it benefits residents in the community for once instead of deep-pocket, crooked politicians?
Deep-pocketed, crooked politicians. Boom! But you'll hear just an exorbitant amount of time spent on the conversation of race in America and race affairs. And every person there will call Donald Trump a racist. Nobody will address the real problems of Baltimore. Even the fact that it's the most dangerous city in America, depending on what list you look at, it's always in the top three. When it comes to poverty, it's always in the top three, not a list you want to be on top of. When it comes to crime in general, it's in the top three. Baltimore is a place that's got a lot of problems, to say the least. And that's not according to Donald Trump solely. It's also according to Bernie Sanders, who made those comments back in 2015 about it being like a third world country. It's also from the former mayor of Baltimore, who in 2018, just last year, toured the city in certain areas and said all she could smell was rats and dead animals. And that she should knock all this fill in the blank down. Knock all this down. So it's not just the president who calls out Elijah Cummings, who, by the way, has gotten, as you heard from Lynn Patton, billions of dollars into his district to help Baltimore, and Baltimore continues to not do well. Where does all that money go? Elijah Cummings chairs the House Oversight Committee. Maybe it is time for oversight of Baltimore and where billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars go down the same, if I may, rat hole. And if that money's going to go down that rat hole, maybe we ought to figure out how it's being spent and by whom and to what end. Is that not fair? That's not racist. That's being accountable. If Baltimore's getting billions of dollars, we should be allowed to know how it's being spent. Certainly if no progress is being made. No progress being made. All right, let's see here. Coming up in the program, Kyle Malin will join us for a preview of the debate. And then Ronna McDaniel will be here, the RNC chair, joining us in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the best show in radio. It's the Steve Rivers Show.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July savings.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives, whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.